Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie Weeby.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here, thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to NBA player Terrence Ross. He plays for the Orlando Magic. He's a good dude. I met him playing Warzone. My favorite part of his interview was when we talked about a reptilian being housed at Edwards Air Force Base off of one of Linda Moulton Howe's Earth Files episodes. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Yo, yo.
What's up, man?
What's going on, big guy?
Yeah. Terrence Ross. I wanted to just get the, the stuff out of the way.
Let's do it.
The shout outs. Mm-hmm. You're playing for the Orlando Magic.
Yep.
Eighth place in conference.
Yep.
In the Eastern Conference. 12 teams in each conference.
Yeah.
And you're currently in the playoffs playing the Bucks.
Yeah, and the series is looking
pretty bleak. What's going on with it?
Oh, bro. It's been a crazy 48 hours. Like, I don't know.
How are we going to take out Giannis?
You don't. I mean, you don't, bro.
Take him out.
Bro, you can't, man. You can't.
Is he that good?
Bro, he's a monster, dog.
He's a
monster. You gotta see him play. He's like 6'9", or he's like 6'10". He's just like, he's this long creature, just like out of a movie, just running, jumping. And it's just, you can't stop him.
Is he a beast?
Yeah, bro. And he can't really shoot.
Then how is he the best?
Because he just like, he's like a magician, bro. He's so good at just getting to the basket. He's just one of those kids that you just can't stop. You just can't stop. And he dunks on you every time. So that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, the best of luck to him, but he don't know about the conspiracies we're about to get into, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I hope I can get into his ear a little bit.
You got this and you got this going on.
If I can just get him just to pay attention for a few minutes, bro, throw his whole game off. We can come back.
I've been missing you on Warzone as well, Terrence.
Thanks for
playing with us that night. You really led our team to a really fun game. My buddies, they can't stop raving about it. They love the fact that you hopped on with our team that night.
Bro, it was so fun playing with you guys. I'm always down. Anytime you guys need a fourth.
We ride around in the Jeep. You got me to get in the Jeep.
We were making moves that night, bro. You guys are all just trying to play it quiet. I was like, no.
That night.
We have to get around, bro. We gotta take it to people.
You scared me. I wanted to let the viewers and listeners know we've been sending each other videos. I don't know. I scare you, but then you scare me right back. That latest one, can we talk about the latest one?
Let's get into it. Get into it.
Okay, so you sent me a video. And it scared me because it could happen in 6 months.
It could happen in 6 months. It could be happening now. We don't know about it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about it's this technology. You're saying like a facial recognition technology. Yes. China's using it right now.
Yes.
It's a social credit kind of facial recognition system.
Yes.
And let's talk about it. It scared me because you're saying that they're like prepping us for it 6 feet apart.
Man. And people are like, oh, the mask, you know, they can't, you know, with facial recognition, bro, you can still get into your phone. You can still lock your phone with the mask on. Like, I'm sure, and it's probably just, you know, what they're doing now. But the best way to think about this is probably, you ever seen Black Mirrors?
Oh, I love Black Mirrors.
So you remember the episode?
That's my shit, bro.
Yes. So,
dude.
What's the lady's name? Bryce Dallas Howard, I think.
Well, I don't know the name.
Actress. Okay. So the actress, right? She played in like Jurassic Park, the red hair, and the red, whatever. She's in the episode where she's kind of like, they kind of use like Instagram as like a form of like rating. Yeah.
And she's constantly trying to fit in. And then at the end, she makes it to the party, but she's all messed up.
Literally this same concept.
So if there's a merit system involved.
It's a merit system. So it keeps you pretty honest. So like there's cameras everywhere. Like
there's
just
cameras
today.
They have that at the stoplights, man.
Everywhere, bro. There's cameras everywhere. ATMs, just surveillance systems, wherever, right? So all these cameras are pretty much designed to use facial recognition as a form of a way to keep people honest.
Yeah. So
let's say, you know, you run a red light. Or let's say, you know, you have bad credit or you just do something that's against law, jaywalking, anything.
Yeah, that run a red light,
That could be used against you like, okay, you ran a red light, okay, maybe now it would be harder for you to buy a car. Or if you jaywalk.
But then on the flip, if you're good, here's a trip to Hawaii.
Yes, and that's the thing. So they're trying to use that as a system to keep people honest. But like, it's also a crazy invasion of privacy. So they're doing it in China.
This is real.
This is going on in China right now. You can look all this up.
It's a Chinese social credit facial recognition system. It's about control. It exists in China. There's a merit thing involved.
And that's the thing. When you get to that stage where you already implemented it and it's already just happening.
Yeah.
It makes the people afraid to speak out about it because now that will affect their life. And
you'll police your neighbors, bro.
Bro, and that's what they said. The lady, she was literally like, yeah, I have 10 journal entries about my neighbors. And then I turn into whoever she turns it into. And she gets like.
So it's like a land of rats. We'll be a land of rats, dude.
Wild, bro. So like they're saying like if you have. And it said it's like it's almost like a credit score of like anywhere between like 300 to like 800. And if you're like in the low 300s or whatever, you know, your kids won't be able to get into certain schools. You won't be able to get to one guy was like, I can't buy plane tickets. I can't buy a bus ticket. Like, it's just life is horrible. So and it's like no way to get that back up.
Like a communist state, like the rest, you know what I'm saying? It's like a socialist system.
It's fucked, bro.
You know what's a trip? Look at this. Social networks, bro. It's everything's turning like, you know, socialism.
Everything is literally connected, man. And so that it's scary because now I heard that they're trying to implement that in Australia. But without like their citizens knowing. So like that, just imagine you're doing some sneaky shit and like all of a sudden you can't correlate the reason as to why you can't get a job or get applied for a loan or whatever. And it's really because like they're watching everything that you fucking do.
You know what's a trip, dude? You're right. Because even in my apartment, as we speak, I got three different places where they like, you know, my Xbox.
I feel you, bro. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got that camera, right? I got my laptop camera facing my bed, right? Bro, and I got this webcam facing this. So I got different directions where they could just turn my shit on, right? And just look at me.
They can track everything from where you are to what you research to.
So they know what Pornhub, You know what I mean?
They know you better than you know yourself, bro.
So they know my searches and everything?
It's probably one crazy algorithm that they all just put out there that we just have no idea that's going on, and it's just taking in data all the time.
Man, this is going to – we're going to be really living in a black mirror then, bro.
So what you told – so I sent you this, but you also sent me something.
Oh, no, we're going to get to my videos too. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to get to my videos.
But even like the stuff you sent me, like
– the reptilian, like, the reptilian video, yeah, like, the Linda
like
Moulton.
The Linda Moulton.
Have you been watching?
Yes, bro.
I'm so proud.
It's a lot. I have it. I subscribe to it on YouTube, bro. It's a lot, bro. Like them late mornings when I'm up.
Yeah.
And I just kind of just put something on. Oh, man, bro.
Yeah, you know what? People trip out. At least my homies are tripping out because I'm like, yeah, he's like doing his research, man. And then my friends are like, he's in the playoffs.
Bro,
and I'm like,
we're in the playoffs, but we're also in the bubble. I have two things to think about, bro. I talk to my family in the morning.
Yeah.
I fucking go to practice. I talk to my family again. And then after that, bro,
you're down the rabbit hole.
Bro, I've been down the rabbit hole for months, bro.
It's scaring me. That last thing you sent me, I watched the whole video on Instagram. Hey, let's give a shout out. How do you find this video?
Bro, so.
Yeah, let's give that a little shout out.
Yeah, so, you know, just through all the social media platforms, I'm going to find her name right now. Her name is underscore what's her face. So it's she's actually, bro, she's like, she brings that comedic value as well as like the intellectual value. She merges them very well.
What's her face underscore what's her face.
Yeah, man, she has a lot of good content.
Really scary stuff. And you know what I think is happening? It's layered.
Oh, bro.
I think that there's that system in place. The Jesuits are definitely involved. They've been involved, like these cats from Rome or whatever, elites. But then check this out. The reptilians are mixed in there too.
Bro, the reptilians. I feel so,
I want to talk about this now. Go ahead.
I've been wanting to talk about this, but like it's so hard to just bring this up to somebody without seeing.
Oh, but I'm your man.
That's why I'm just like,
that's what we got a connection. I can just breathe. I won't judge you.
That's why I can breathe easy, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been down this rabbit hole, and I have to get it out.
Don't bring this up to your teammates, though.
Oh, bro,
because when I bring this up to my brother,
yeah.
A mental asylum,
bro.
You know what I mean?
But trying to like not get this out is like holding your breath. Like it's holding my breath, and I'm just like,
I'm telling you, man, it's gonna get bad.
It's like the Matrix. It's simplest. Worse. Like,
you know, reality is stranger than fiction, bro.
And it's gonna be
strange times.
And it's like we're so conditioned to think that like this is just like the norm, but once you start to dissect it and just look at it and start to realize this is fucking weird, then you start to kind of like wake up. But it's weird because like how do you wake the person next to you up and kind of get them on the same shit that you're on? Like it's tough without sounding like, all right, he's on his fucking trip again. But I'm like, bro,
you could
just look around you and just feel that shit is happening. That's just this was any other year.
I mean, it's historical too, because you could go down to like hieroglyphics to
glyphs,
and like old god, like Baal and Baphomet, like all these gods. I mean, sun worship. It goes deep. But I referred you to Celestine Starr, ex-wife of former flight chief of Edwards Air Force Base. Right?
Yes.
This went down.
Yeah.
This is a cat in that U.S. Air Force who was working with reptilians.
Yes, and and he took his wife down there.
He wasn't drinking alcohol. He would be coming home at night drinking alcohol,
and then he's stressed. Would say,
"Those damn reptilians." And the wife was like, "Is he tripping?" And then the husband brought the wife, Celestine Starr, to the Air Force Base. They took this elevator shaft down like 25 levels below the ground. And in an interrogation room, what was there?
Bro, that part gave me chills. So when they got down there, He doesn't say anything. They just walk into the room. She walks into the room, and she's looking through, like, almost a speakeasy glass, right?
Yep.
She looks through it. She automatically sees, like, this. I can't remember how tall it was, but she sees a reptilian character, and she automatically, like, terrified. But the thing that scared me was the fact that it's a speakeasy glass. You can only see one way in.
Yeah.
And as soon as she looked at him, he looked right back out.
He scanned her. You remember the wording? This reptilian scanned her like a scanner from from
Predator or some shit. Meow, oh man.
Oh wow. Dude.
And she said she almost fell back. Like, bro, and it's just like, okay, granted, when we hear it out loud and you say it sounds fucking crazy, but I just think, like you said, you have to send people to that lady's website, to Linda Moulton's website,
YouTube. We're talking about Linda Moulton Howe, Earth Files channel every Wednesday. Linda Moulton Howe.
Oh, man.
I was tripping because, where's my book? This is the book that I got.
Yeah.
You can't even, I had to get this online. Okay.
What is it?
A Glimpses of Other Realities. This has all kinds of government documents and there's crazy stuff.
Bro, my wife would kill me, but I need that. I need, just send me a link and I need to check it out, bro. Oh, bro. Oh, yeah. Please.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
And so I remember when I had this book, I went to the post office because I missed the drop off of time, and my brother picked me up from the post office, and I was flipping through it. I was so excited to get it.
Yeah.
And he said, this is what he said. He's like, please put that away. You're scaring me. I might have to tell mom and dad. I'm worried about your mental health. But the thing is, I'm not crazy, bro.
No, we're not, bro. It's just people are so conditioned to think that it's, they need something to tell them that, hey, like, this is real. But, like, because it's all so much that we need something to, like, make you feel like, okay, you're okay. You're not going crazy. It's like a defense mechanism in your fucking brain let you know that, like,
everything just I've been taught, my whole schooling has been a lie. Everything. Bro. The history of just this Earth, America, even this planet, bro. Like, we're not even Americans. We're U.S. citizens, man. You know, you ever wonder why on your driver's license, it doesn't say male or female? They look at us as animals. We're either...
Like chicken on a fucking ride. They view us as a completely different. They don't view us as like actual people. So more like cattle almost.
We're employees of the U.S. corporation. You know, the U.S., we're incorporated. It's a U.S. corporation. It's like, you know what I mean? It's real. We're not America. We're not a republic anymore.
So when I think about all this, it always takes me back to how did this get to this point? Like,
because the people who knew, guess what happens to them?
They commit suicide. Or
you ever notice, even you know who was a good cat? Abraham Lincoln. You notice on, if you look at the coins and line them up, he's facing against
the opposite way from
the opposite way as the other denominations. That's crazy. That's telling you something.
Bro, I think if we were to, like, because there's the history that we're taught.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the history of the shady shit that actually went down. And it's hard to get a hold of that type of history. But when you do, it opens your fucking eyes to, like, just how fucked, like, the history of this country is, bro. There's so much unexplained shit. Like, even now, like, I can't imagine, bro. Like all these multi-billionaires, like a Jeff Bezos and all, like, he's the first $200 million man or $200 billion guy. Like, I'm starting to think of the world different. Like, I don't think of him as just like a dude. I'm thinking of him as like a Alexander the Great type figure in modern day area, because he has so much power that we have no idea how these like political elites move pieces and affect our world, bro.
They're moving them as we speak, bro. And let me tell you something.
It's so scary.
Because did you get scared about the October thing?
Bro, honestly.
I'm letting the viewers know.
I was going to come late.
October. Something bad's going
to
happen.
Bro, I was going to come to LA in that first week of October. And then when you told me that, bro, it was split to everything. I was like, okay, I got to come a little early. I haven't told anybody as to why. I was like, okay, mid-September so I can get in and out. But, yeah.
Let's
unsettling.
Let's tell the listeners and viewers, okay, so in October, this has to do with the stars. It has nothing to do with politics.
Astronomy and I forgot the guy's name.
It's like what Nostradamus studied. Yes. But we're going to be in Scorpio. That's deadly, right? Scorpio, and then the governing planet is Mars.
Is the god of war.
The planet of war. If you flip the M, if you flip it, it's wars, war. So there's going to be a poisonous, catastrophic, deadly war because Mars is governing Scorpio in that time period.
Honestly,
so I'm scared.
I really hope that the dude is wrong and that what he meant, not what he meant, but what all that was saying was what we're in right now. Because if this is as bad as it's going to get, because this year has been fucked.
This year's been worse.
And I really hope not. Fingers crossed.
I hope not too. But the research I'm doing, because that Jordan Maxwell dude knows. I mean, I learn something every day from him. Like even the word New York. You know York? Okay, yeah. So it's the Romans and Jesuits running shit. The Jesuit priests. They've been running shit. York was from York, England, right? All they did was move to New York.
New York.
And then check this out. Why is it the Empire State Building? Because it's the Roman Empire we're talking about here. They're running shit.
So that's like, it's almost like
hieroglyph hidden in place. Some real shit.
No, bro. And that's the thing. Like, it's real shit. And I feel like now, like the media is kind of used for people who are conditioned to, you know, to get their source of information from one or two places, either CNN, Fox, whatever, just any one of those, because they're all controlled by the same media conglomerate.
Yeah, who do you think owns that shit?
One or two, three people that own the same thing and the same message, right?
Yeah.
So now for people like us, and here's why, like this, everything that I do, and like I do research and
I know you've been doing research.
I have to take everything with a grain of salt, bro, because the same way that they're deceitful and they don't always tell the truth with media, it's going to be the same thing they do for people like us who feel like, okay, there is something else going on. Let's dig deeper. They're going to throw false shit at us all the time to kind of keep us off this trail. But the closer you get to that trail, I think is literally the more damage you get, because it's a lot of things. And everything is connected in one way or another. Like just how government works. You have, I forgot the different, you know, branches of government, but like, yeah, they all have different, you know,
policies,
but they're all working under the same thing. I think that's how all these crazy events happening. Like, pretty much how the Illuminati.
Yeah, but shit.
It's all different, bro.
If you add the alien stuff too, the reason why they're getting away with it, because this is why I know the reptilians are involved or different, like evil alien race is involved, is because they got advanced technology. Like, do you see Linda Moulton House, the jet stream, the jet sounds?
I saw it, bro.
In different places in the world, there's these
just
sounds,
the sound.
No planes in the air. But what I think is they're really alien spacecrafts, but they have cloaking. Invisibility and shit.
So here's my theory on this. So with all this alien technology and whatnot, so I think a lot of it is, so you ever heard about like the hole in the Antarctic?
Remember the alien base? Remember the Linda Moulton Howe, that documentary?
So a lot of that I've heard was like past technology that pretty much, I think, the states covert, you know, deep black ops operation is, you know, fighting over as well as Russians and probably China or Chinese people, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like they're all fighting over this technology because it's weird how they get the whole thing, the ice, and but it just sends down. So
it's like the planet there's an alien base there.
There's something going on there. So from what I heard, it's like a supercomputer type technology thing. So I heard that's like how people got cell phones. That's how people have. It's so much shit that we probably already, you know, because, you know, they're using this shit and whatever they're getting, they're probably taking back to their home base and they're probably trying to back engineer. So
yeah,
it's probably a whole bunch of shit that we got from that. Like just take the just take, like, you know, the little hoverboards that you get on, you kind of like the Segways.
Oh, it's like in Back to the Future.
It's like the Segways, the same technology I've heard is like what they're using to, like, they got some of the ideas from, like, the whatever that they've been back engineering from all this technology, whether it's a spacecraft, whether it's yada, yada, yada.
Oh,
It's so much shit, bro.
You know what? And you know what? So much stuff. Like, remember, like, in the science lab, or, like, you know, like, where these, you know, people doing experiments, they're outside of the cage, and they're, you don't see them, but they're.
You don't see them, everything. But yes. And that's how it's always been. And I don't know, bro, but it's, the world is so conditioned to operate and think a certain way that, like, I mean, the people behind the curtain, they can hide in plain sight.
Yeah, and like, even, like, the people that kind of were on the like, even, you know, JFK, he was a good dude. John F. Kennedy was a good dude. He was a good dude.
And
there's a reason why they got him, because he was going to...
There's a reason why they took out their whole family.
The Internal Revenue Service.
Everything. He was going to... The old inner workings of how people were really getting down.
Oh,
And anytime people, you know, get that close to exposing shit, that's when they get spooked. Those people start dying. That's to me why I always thought the Clintons were just like,
oh, Hillary, she's on some deranged.
Baffling, bro. Yeah. I never understood. Like, nope, bro. I have a therapist. My therapist doesn't have.
Are you talking to this cents. About her? Are you talking about this?
With them? Not about. No, I mentioned something to her in passing. Hell no.
Yeah,
but nonetheless. Because I should send me straight to a psychiatrist, and then
I
just
try
go
to
straight
tell,
to yeah.
My therapist, Dr. Choi, about all this, and he freaked out, and he was like, "How do you know all this?"
So I spoke to my teen therapist one time, and I told him all about this, and I completely turned him out, and he ended up researching all of this the next day.
Yeah,
so,
my therapist tripped the fuck out. He thought I was insane, but then he was listening to me, and I was calling it out. I was like, kind of naming shit. I was like. You know, saying
you were giving
clearly.
Details and facts
yeah,
and actual
and
things that,
like,
he could go back and look for himself.
Wait a minute. How do you know this? And I saw it in his eyes. He started peeping it out. But then
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He didn't want to talk. You know what happens? If people get so freaked out because they're conditioned, they want to... You know, that's why there's religions, man. And that's why there's churches. They want to feel comfortable going every
that
Sunday.
That gives you some, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's the other thing, bro. Like, religion, it all that, of this.
Who do you think, who think, do you think created everything. Religions?
I can guarantee, because it sounds weird, but like, religion is not all the same thing, but like, it's a lot of the same concepts, a lot of the same figures, and a lot of the same, you know, things that they preach. So it's just kind of like,
I read the Bible, man, and you know what I mean? But I already know that all that's sun worship, man. Like, the sun is not the S-O-N, it's the S-U-N.
Bro,
it died and it rose back again.
But the thing,
it
so,
gives
but,
you life.
And it's
then
tough.
Even the 12 apostles, right? 12 apostles, that's the 12 months. That's the 12 months, right?
I'm gonna dig into that too, bro.
Yeah, that's sun worship. If you ever go into a church, why is it that behind Jesus there's always like a sun?
Always the sun.
Yeah,
like the halo figure.
It's actual sun worship. So it's metaphorical. All that shit's metaphorical. You can get some good stuff out of it though.
It's designed to give you that inner peace and give you a peace of mind and relax, and it's, you know, give you that faith, because faith is, you know, it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
But it's all about how, you know, you get that faith out. You know, some people use Christianity, some people use Catholic, some people use whatever, but it is what it is. But it's tough, man, because people also can use that to manipulate people.
Your life. Yeah, it's
yeah.
the sun.
Yeah, and like the whole, and like, bro, so for one thing for me, like, that I really have a problem with politicians is like, right now, this whole Black Lives Matter movement, right? Like, I'm 100% behind that movement.
Yeah, no doubt,
I support everything, but like, what I don't like is the fact that like some politicians will use that to further progress like their own agenda or the use political, it as a way of manipulation, right? So I've heard like George Soros funded a whole bunch of money to, you know, the Black Lives Matter Foundation, as well as make people all around the world making donations to it. And then, you know, if you go back and look to where they're spending that money from the Black Lives Matter, it's like Republican candidates, Democrats, like they're just giving it to all these Democratic parties, and it's not really going to where it should be going.
Right,
and
that's right.
The biggest thing, and it's so frustrating, bro, because I feel like nobody talks about that. And yeah, it's George Soros, the same guy that has like all the
Clinton. They're corrupt. If they're even in that field, they're already corrupt, man.
Bro, it makes me so mad, bro, because like the shit that happens, even like just this with Jacob Blake, bro, this bullshit happens all the time, and it's just so fucking frustrating. And it's, you would think that like that would spark an emotion in people to actually cause change and not fucking like, you know, anything else.
And like riot and shit like that?
Bro, and it's just like, and I just don't get it, bro. I just don't get how there's such a divide. I mean, I get it, but it's just, it's unfortunate, but.
So where's the hope? Like, what could we do, you think, to like, I mean, what could we do to like, so, I mean, this is kind
to
of
help, like,
in a way, but.
So, but I mean, like, for me, this is a generational thing, right? Like, this generation now, change doesn't happen overnight. Generation, like, it's going to take a generation to start making changes now so that the next generation after us and their generations don't feel some of the shit that we're going through, right?
Yeah.
We got to make it easier. And that's all we can ever do. Like, that's the great sacrifice. You have to be able to make things better, not just for you, but just for the people that are coming after you. So, and it's good now because...
Tom Hanks.
He's not even American anymore, right?
We need a part two and a part three. Dude, because time's already flying by, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is already...
Let me know, bro. I have nothing but time.
I mean,
we're getting close to the end of the bubble here. Like, I have nothing but time. I'm just going to be working on a podcast anyway, so just let me know.
Hey, are you coming here? Because I want to link up, too.
And yeah, bro. I'll be out there the 11th, hopefully from, like, the 11th on.
It's
the T-Ross Podcast.
Yeah,
real easy. I might change the name.
No, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, we need something a little better.
Where is that available, and like how often do you record?
Yeah, so the T-Ross Podcast, it's me and my best friend, my co-host Steven Madison. We call him Potsy. Mm-hmm. Only kid growing up in an all-Black neighborhood.
Shout out to Potsy.
Yeah. We called him Potsy because he was the only white kid in the all-Black school. And you ever seen the show Happy Days?
Oh yeah.
So there's a guy named Potsy. Yeah, like he is a guy named Potsy in the show.
Yeah, Potsy, yeah.
We called him that for no other reason than him just being a white guy.
Yeah.
And he didn't look like him or anything, but we call him Potsy and it stuck. So yeah, shout out to Potsy.
Yeah,
we actually recorded right before this episode. We were recording a little earlier, but we have a few.
Is he into the shit we're talking about? Is he into all this shit?
Oh, bro, I drag him through the mud with this shit.
I know you're telling me.
I'm like, bro, you're gonna shut up and listen to what I have to say. I have to get this off my chest, and you're gonna listen. And he's like, he's all for it. He's like, bro, I definitely believe it, but if I go down this rabbit hole with you, like, it's gonna fuck my whole. Like, I can't.
I'm about to send you more. I didn't even cover another thing. I'm getting into this EVP. I've been like looking up these EVP.
Yes.
Have you heard of electronic voice phenomena? Ghost voices you can capture on recording devices. Like, you could actually use your phone. But I'll send you.
Noise?
Like real ghosts speaking. Like recorded voices that you could get. They used to use old tape recorders to capture.
Send it to me,
voices.
Bro.
Scary stuff.
I need it. Send it to me.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's really, really frightening because there's like kids speaking too.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, they'll go to graves, mausoleums. They'll go everywhere and they'll capture these spirit voices. Yeah, there's this lady, Peggy Kane. Check this out. She not only got spirit voices, ghost voices, but guess what? She contacted reptilians too, bro.
Send that, bro.
Oh, you want the Peggy Kane?
Send the Peggy.
She devoted, and this is before all this technology, she had computers like back then, and she devoted, she won the lottery. She was living in like Arizona. She was doing this every day, like just recording these recordings. And these reptilians, they caught on to her, and they were like threatening her and stuff. Yeah.
Bro, no.
Real talk.
This has to be real. I'm sorry. I'm one of those guys.
I can't make this up. Yeah, this is real. Yeah.
For sure.
I'll send you. It's like a 7-part series. Are you sure you want to watch that?
I'm gonna watch it twice, bro. Send it. Send it, bro. We'll dive into this, man.
Shout out to Peggy Kane. I don't know if she's still around, but she's the one that Connie got me hit. But then rest in peace, Art Bell. But then Art Bell's got a series on YouTube. I mean, rest in peace. He's no longer here. But he's got some really disturbing EVP recordings of like spirit voices and stuff like that.
Send me down another rabbit hole, bro. I'm ready.
What scared me is when it makes me think, is there a heaven or hell? How are these cats still stuck on
purgatory? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, what happened to what happened to heaven and hell? Why are they still here? But you know what?
That's another thing, bro.
Dimensions. They're just in like maybe a lower astral dimension, and you know, because of karma or like, you know what I'm saying, or something, trauma might prevent them from like elevating to other dimensions or something, you know.
So many questions. I'm trying to wrap my head around all of it. Send me the links. I need
There's this one, I don't know if you want to hear this one, but a kid, it's in this abandoned building, and this kid, there's no water. There's no water or electricity, but this kid was getting drowned. And you could hear him say, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And then you could hear him, the water muffling.
Like gurgling.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, for real. And there's no water. There's no operating. The water wasn't
turned on. But if that's a little kid, what the fuck did he do to get stuck in there?
There's like a lot of kids. It's like more like 45, like almost half of the EVPs. This is why it's so disturbing. More like almost half or like 45% of the spirit voices are from kids. And then some of them, because they might be demonic too, because even... I mean, it sounds like a goddamn horror movie. Like
You know, for sure. I can imagine.
Yeah. I'll send it to you. I was up last night till 6-7 in the morning. I couldn't sleep because I was so scared. Like, listening to it in bed, and I had to keep the Christmas lights on.
Then I might have to...
You might have to have your girl there.
In the morning, I'll start. Yeah, when the sun rises, I feel invincible when the sun rises. Nothing can scare me. So bring it on. I'm ready.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want to get into EVP next time. Man, this kind of – it already flew by. We're already almost 45 minutes in.
Just let me know when you need me back, bro. I'm ready for it. I'll do my homework.
Are you going to be on Warzone again anytime soon? Or?
We can be on Warzone after this, bro.
Are you on FIFA? What do you want right now, FIFA or Warzone?
I play everything. I'm great at FIFA. I'm solid at Warzone.
Yeah.
Let me know,
bro. What's
cool
about you is, like, because, like, people don't, like – you know, because, like, I don't know much about basketball. I have to admit, I don't know much about basketball. Like, I followed, like, the Bulls, when they were battling the Utah Jazz. That was, like, in the 90s, you know.
And, bro, and the good thing about this is, like, I wanted to get into podcast and to do all this to get away from basketball. To just, like,
it's good we're not talking about, because I don't know much about it.
Trust me, my whole show is not about sports. Like, it's just about, like, I want to get into, like, what you're into. I want to get into, like, stuff like that.
Why don't you dive into – are you familiar with Sam Tripoli and the Tinfoil Hat podcast?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to holler at him because I'm going to hop on it on Monday. We're going to talk further about this, but I'll let him know about you. He's got a pretty devout following.
Let's do it, bro.
It's
That'd
all
be awesome.
Conspiracy theories and shit.
I'm so for it.
Yeah.
Right in my lane.
Can we shout out some of before I forget, because I didn't want to cut you out. Can we shout out if you have your social media or Twitter or anything you want to shout out right now?
Yeah, so you guys can follow me at Terrence Ross on Instagram. It's real easy. TerrenceRoss. Pretty simple. You can find the T Ross podcast at pretty much, Instagram and Twitter at T Ross dot podcast.
It's on iTunes too. It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. So yeah, you know, it's pretty easy. So it should, you know, you'll find it quick.
And how often do you record? When does each episode drop?
So we usually try to get one a week, and right now with this whole bubble thing and practicing every day, it's been, you know, a little challenging. But in for the most part, you know, we get out an episode episode a week, and then, you know, I think after this whole bubble thing starts and we, you know, we start getting out to LA, we start, you know, mobbing out, getting people on the show.
Yeah,
we're gonna start, you know, it's gonna be a time where we start pumping out maybe two episodes a week, and it's kind of trying to build it like that. So, well, we're pretty active. We talk, you know, pretty weekly. So, yeah, you guys check us out.
And maybe you could get Sam on there too, because
he
goes deep in the paint.
Yeah, bro, I would love that.
So yeah, I'll let him know about you on Monday. I'll be like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
just let me know, man.
What else was I gonna say? Yeah, we just kind of scratched the surface. It gets a lot deeper. I mean, hopefully, you think we went too heavy on this one? Because now I'm paranoid. Thank God I didn't talk about Tom Hanks. Because I could talk to you an hour longer about just Tom Hanks.
And I think we'll be fine, because right now I feel like we are in kind of the midst of a great awakening, where a lot of people are a little more hip to this and they have a little more knowledge about it. Oh yeah, bro. A lot more than you think. Like, there's a lot more people coming out, and especially, you know, over Twitter, there's all these people going crazy. But yeah, I think we'll be fine, bro. We didn't get into too much, but we gave people just enough. If they want to go in and research on their own stuff, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I want to shout out again Linda Moulton Howe. This is where I get a lot of my information, and most importantly, Credo Matwa and Jordan Maxwell. Mm-hmm. Jordan Maxwell is the man. Like,
wow. Yeah, they've been keeping me entertained in here.
I mean, this man, he knows all about Hollywood. He knows all about where words come from. He's the one that told me, or like I discovered, like the whole that Nostradamus prediction.
Yeah,
October, man.
I still knock on wood.
Are you ready for October?
I'm getting ready. I told my wife the other day, and she was just like, "You need to stop looking into this.
What's going on with it,
bro?" And, you know, it's weird. So I told her, like, because, you know, I've been kind of, you know, filling her in every now and then, and filling the gaps every, you know, anytime I'm down a rabbit hole. And at first, she's like, "Okay, you're crazy," but then slowly starts to change from "you're crazy" to like, "Oh, look at this." Or now she's posting certain things on her Instagram. I'm like, oh, okay, now you're into it. But she's starting to post, like, she's really into, like, the whole conspiracy behind, like, the human trafficking thing. Because especially when Wayfair happened, everybody was going crazy. And,
like, yeah, but that's layer two. All this, you know, child
pedophilia. That's layer two. And it gets –
that's satanic rituals. But then what's behind that? That's really – You're really worshiping reptilian, like the reptilian gods.
That's what they do. It's connected. It's
like they only get the surface level, but it goes deeper.
What's the motivation? That's what took me to. I was like, so why are they doing this? I don't get as to why. And when you keep going, and then you find out.
Like they're worshiping these ancient.
I heard they're not even worshiping these things as much as they, like, they're a slave to these fucking things. Like, yeah, I've heard that they're fucking slave to these reptilian things, and that's why, like, sometimes it sounds fucking made up and like a fucking storybook movie, but I heard that's why, like, a lot of these killings and shit is like, and you hear cannibalism with politicians, it's all because of these fucking lizards.
Yeah, exactly. And the bloods are important to these sacrifices, and kids, adrenaline,
adrenochrome.
But then guess what? Who likes that? It's called,
you know, who likes it.
Reptilians love that. That's their filet mignon. So people have to realize there's like layers, but what's behind all of it? Reptilians.
But as soon as you go out and say, yeah, there's lizards eating people.
Yeah. They love, you know what? Because they're advanced. They can even extract the fear energy, the loosh energy from humans. But the most delicious kind for them are kids,
because they don't have kids all those crazy scared vaccines. They have low vaccine, but they're more pure than the fucking average guy who's fucking like Marlboros every day. Yeah,
like cocaine to them, they love that.
Speaking of adrenochrome, so you remember, I know you probably seen the movie Fear and Loathing in Las
Vegas. That movie is one of my favorites, dude.
That movie's the whole drug is adrenochrome.
That's what
they talk about it, adrenochrome. Anything they got from satanic ritual.
That's in the hotel room with Johnny Depp. He starts tripping out. Yeah.
Literally the perfect depiction for probably how you feel, what it feels like, where it came from, and what it is.
You know,
and the guy, and the,
I can't believe you brought that up, Terrence. Because if I remember correctly, that scene, do you remember when Benicio Del Toro's on the bed and he's starting to feel the effects of the adrenochrome? Look in Benicio's eyes. They're reptilian eyes, bro. Right? And then I wrote this down. I'm thinking of this right now. Am I tripping?
No, this is not a coincidence.
I wrote this down in the going back to the Edwards Air Force Base about the reptilian, the way they describe the reptilian's eyes, yellow cat eye like slits. I have it written down right here.
Bro. This is
they give you hints, man.
Bro, the movies are here so that we they can almost like, you know, condition us to get ready for something. They can help us wrap our mind around a concept before they just fucking, you know, 60, 70 years later, just throw it out. And now people are like, what the fuck? Like, no, people, this is all conditioned for people.
I need to get out of Hollywood, man. I'm living in the wrong place.
Hey, and bro, I can only imagine. You probably don't even know when you're just like, just around something. But like, it's crazy, bro. Cause I used to be in LA a lot. I used to live there for summers.
I'm in the wrong area, Terrence. I live in the wrong area.
But this is a way to think about it. Like, you are aware of this. So you can now identify these things when you feel like you're in the presence of something that's, hey, this is a little weird. Now you're going to know how to fucking move and react and fucking deal with these things accordingly rather than being fucking naive and having no idea that it's happening around you and making the wrong decision. And now,
but they can still fuck with me is the problem.
Bro, yeah, for sure. But hey, but that's the thing, bro.
I'm not going to give my location. I live near the Kodak Mall, the Jimmy Kimmel building. If you look up top, there's a whole Masonic thing there. You know, Freemasonry was built on the hearts of men, whatever. But then in the mall is reptilian old, you know what I mean? The images in the mall, and guess what's held over there? The Oscars, bro. And check this out. There's tunnels. They might be
under LA, bro.
What?
There's tunnels all under the fucking city. Because there's a fucking LA Times article from like 19 fucking 18 saying that there was fucking lizards in the tunnel.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think that I need they might be underneath me.
Bro, trust me.
They might be underneath me.
Look, like I said, these things, they hide in plain sight. And unless you're like, I think we're fine, bro. I think we're fine. Like, you have a massive following, but like, I think we'll be fine.
I'll tell you this much. I've seen them in my dreams as well. They fuck with me in my dreams. I've had to run away from them. Like, and you know, like,
wait. I need you to elaborate. Like, do these dreams feel like lucid dreams? Like, you can't really tell if you're awake.
No, a lot of my dreams are.
You know you're dreaming though.
Yeah, but a lot of them, you know why? This is why I know The Matrix, you know, the movie The Matrix is, that's some real shit. Because, you know, bro, you know, like that transporter, the telephone booth, that's real. Like, but my telephone booth is like a dorm room door or a hotel room. Like, there's always a place where I need to go to get back here.
Bro, there's a real thing I'm sure that they can transfer your consciousness.
There's
that's the thing. People feel like it's dimensions, but it's not, bro. It's literally remember I was talking about the clone body shit, bro?
Yeah. Oh, that's real.
Dog. And a lot of people, and here's the thing. A lot of people mistake that feeling for, oh, I'm in another dimension, or I'm being abducted by aliens. No, bro. This is a technology that people have had for.
Yeah. Because let's not get it twisted. There are cloning centers.
And I don't want to, that's what I don't want to talk about for real. Because like
in real trouble.
Oh, bro, because it's, I don't know, man. It is a little nerve wracking, bro.
Yeah.
It is a little nerve wracking, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's
something because like we've kept, like we're going on an hour now.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah.
This is the type of podcast I actually, because when I talk about this, time flies by.
Because you feel like you just get to the intro before you can dig into the things that force you to think.
If I just asked you the typical basketball questions, I would be I don't know much about it, right?
Yes.
But then I know, like, I'm into this shit, like, because it's like, this shit's like, it's happening right now, you know?
It's going all around. And that's this is conspiracy per se, but I know people would loop it in with that. But like, anytime you're dealing with conspiracy, it feels like it's relevant because you feel like things are happening around you right now. And to a sense, yes. But bro, if I was to get into all this in 2018, 2019, I don't think that I would be drawn to it or captivated the same way I am now because of all the stuff that's been happening in fucking 2020.
You're actually being really, I don't like using woke.
Yes.
People are saying, but you're raising your vibration right now as we speak.
It's
you're raising, you know what I'm saying? You're raising your density to a higher vibration.
And
now your mind's gone like being open to it all, opposed to being like the whole time. Like I was like growing up, I was like this. I was going to church.
Always.
I was reading. You know what I'm saying?
We're naive to it. We have no idea.
I had no idea where I was. We're in a weird ass place right now.
But when you wake up, it is like, bro, it's literally like you really go outside and you start to view things different. You start to see things on the news and it triggers a different thought that you just don't have because you're like, you're questioning everything. You're just like, is this a real, like, do I believe this or do I believe this? It's just like, and then you start to just be open to more shit. And that's when it gets weird.
That's when everything starts to. You're right, because when I listen to my heart, what's my heart telling me?
You brought your gut. And
most of the time, I could call bullshit on it, but when it hits my heart, I'm like, wait a minute, and I do research, and I'm like, okay, there's something.
And that's the one thing about Trump, right? Trump, this is completely random, but Trump, you know when he's bullshitting, you know when he's bullshit, and you can call his fucking bluff from a mile away.
Oh yeah.
That's the one. It's the one time you can call bullshit or BS on a fucking politician and stand on it, confirm. What scares me about other politicians is that you can't tell their bluff all the time. You can't tell what type of poker face they have on, and you have no idea what they're doing behind the scenes. But to Trump, me, that is,
you know, Trump's a businessman. I mean, like most important. I mean, I was watching because I've been watching old boxing matches, Mike Tyson's boxing.
And he's there in the fucking ringside.
Matches, man. You know,
but at least we know where his fucking interests lie at the end of the day. With politicians,
no, he's into money.
He's into money, so we know what motivates this guy.
He's into big business, and you know what I mean.
It's a fucked up time, bro. I feel like everybody's being manipulated and used. And
I really enjoyed this interview, though.
I did too, bro. We gotta do it again. I can't wait. Thanks for having me.
I want you to be a regular. I mean, let's see how people respond in my life. Most of my interviews are like, okay, when's your album dropping? How many songs are on your album?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Put out your music.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the same shit I'm doing every
day. We just went into some weird conspiracy shit with a basketball player and had fun.
I really raise up for it. Because look, the time, it's past an hour almost.
Dog, I took a nap before I got here. I'm wide awake now.
Yeah.
This woke me up. This got my spirit going.
I'm warning you. Do you still want to
listen to the EVP? I do.
Are you sure? Because I'm warning you. You're very disturbing, Terrence.
We'll pick up right off. We'll pick up next time.
They're really scary. I'm just saying, it's like a horror movie.
I watch it in the daytime. I live in Florida, the sunniest place ever.
Okay.
I watch it at 8 a.m. in the morning when everything is
Link
bright.
Up. Can I link up when you come here in September? Are we going to link up?
Yeah, no, for sure, bro. Yeah. No doubt. We're going to do it. We're going to be cool. I'm gonna try to get a nice Airbnb.
Are you going to be in LA, like Hollywood?
Yes, I'm going to try to get a nice little Airbnb like in the hills. And so I can have like a nice little setup. So when people come to the house, we do interviews. It'll be nice. It'll be a vibe.
All right, cool. I appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah. No worries, bro. I can't wait to do it.
That's me. I had no idea that.
No, I've been watching your show for a while, bro. I've been
When I mentioned you to my homies that know basketball, they were tripping.
Bro.
You're like, what? I go, yeah. You know?
And it's so weird. Like, I literally, I've been watching your shit for a while, and it's just like, it's the funniest shit, bro. And I love the music. I love how the intros start.
Yeah.
You're fucking a genius on the piano. I fucking love it.
You're a part of it now.
Oh, bro. I love it, bro. This is so dope. Even the Stevie Weeby in the wall in the corner. Ooh, it's a vibe, bro.
Hold up. Did we get your social? We got everything?
We got it all out.
Your social one more time. Your Instagram one more time.
Yeah. Terrence Ross, TerrenceRosse, RoSS. Boom. The T Ross Podcast, TRoss.podcast, and you'll find it. And shout out my co-host Steven Madison.
On iTunes.
Yeah. You can find him on there. You can find him on iTunes, Spotify.
Make sure to subscribe to the T Ross.
Yeah, like it. Podcast. Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of stuff coming out soon too, so it'll be good.
Hey, and then what's up? The final thing I have to ask: so are you done with what's up with the playoffs? I know you guys are all putting a hold on it because of the
Yeah, we had a meeting these last couple of days, and we pretty much decided we're gonna play. So I think
all right.
We pretty much it's we're at the kind of like in the end of our series almost, but we have another game, so I think we're gonna play in a couple of days. So
the series like with them is it 3-1?
It's 3-1. Yeah, it's 3-1. It's not looking good, but we're gonna fight.
You know what? No pressure. Just play free.
We have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
So we'll be good. We'll be good.
Where can people tune in to watching the Eastern Conference playoffs right now? Are they playing?
Oh yeah.
Where are they playing it?
They're playing on everything. It's on
everything.
ABC, TNT, ESPN. Okay. Like you'll find it. You'll find it.
For the Eastern Conference.
Yep.
And you guys are eighth place in the conference right now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so support. The Orlando Magic. Hey, if you have any, I'll rock your jersey. Do you got any jerseys?
Like, bro, yeah, dog. I'll send you some gear. Don't even trip, bro. I'm gonna send you some shit.
Can I rock yours?
Yeah, bro. I'll get you some jerseys, bro. Hey, 30, don't worry.
31.
I got you. Got you, my guy. I got you, bro. I got you. I'm gonna set you up.
From the Lakers fans, though, huh? I don't give a fuck. I'm homies with you.
Let's do it, bro. Fucking let's rep. Who knows, man? Who knows where I'm at? I might play for the Lakers in 6 years. Who knows?
I might have to move to Florida because the reptilians might come after me.
Hey, man. It's safe haven here, brother. I got you. I got you, dog. I got some guns. I turned Floridian already. I got a whole bunch of guns at the house. We're good.
Let's get on Warzone, too. I need a W.
Let's do it, bro. I'm down.
Suffering. Yeah, I've been really playing bad camping.
I got some wins lately, bro. I've been getting, 11, 12 kills.
The growl? I got the growl.
Bro, there's a new gun I'm going to put you on. It's called the Fennec. The Fennec. F-E-N-N-C.
Oh, that's that submachine gun.
Bro, it's the fastest shooting gun. It literally has improved my game. It's improved my game so much. It shoots so incredibly fast.
Make a loadout with it or what?
I'm going to send you the perfect loadout. And you know the bunkers in Warzone?
Oh, yeah.
I have the combination to every single bunker, bro.
How?
Somebody leaked it on Reddit. I got it in my phone. I'll send it to you.
Man, yeah, the only you can, ones I've been to that stadium.
Bro, there's bunkers all over the place. We can hop on, and I'm going to make sure we get everything.
The bar, too. There's one at the bar in the stadium.
There's one in the bar. There's one at the edge of the map.
Those yellow houses.
Bro, yes. And they
– all of them.
I have the map, the location, the pins.
So every game you could go in?
Every game I could go in, get orange boxes off the rip.
Oh, my goodness.
Just let me know, man.
Right now.
Let's do it.
Let you know when I'm on. I got to FaceTime my girl.
Hey, my wife called me like literally 10 minutes ago, too. So we in the same boat.
Just let her know we're good. And tell her that it went smoothly. Yeah, of course. Give her a shout out to your lady.
Shout out to my wife, Matiana Ross, MatiJanaRoss.
There you go.
That's wifey. So, yep, shout her out.
Hey, God bless you. Hey, stay smart and healthy, man. And
always, brother. Thank you so much.
Your family in October, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, trust me. Hold them tight.
One last thing. I think these elites, they're going to be hidden in bunkers, bro.
Bro, why do you think? I know you want to get on this briefly. Yeah, this is the last thing I'll say, and I'm not
going
to say
it. Going on and on, but go ahead.
Did you hear that Tom Hanks and his wife just became like Greek citizens, bro? Nobody does that.
But I didn't want to get into it, Terrence.
I know you had Corona, but nobody just becomes a Greek citizen. Get out of here, bro. Right in the midst of the Roman Empire. Fuck out of here, man.
He is dead. He's
gone. He's gone.
End of story.
That's another conversation for another time.
Tune in next week. Subscribe to the T Ross podcast and holler at me in September.
No, for sure. I got you, brother.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you. I'll see you on Warzone.
Got you.
Okay, bro.
Cool.
Boom.
Good shit.
Okay, so that was the Terrence Ross interview. That was really enjoyable for me. That's the type of stuff I like talking about. Normally I don't talk about it. Let me give you some shout outs to end it. So we have a Patreon attached to the show, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Our newest patrons are Brian, Joe Tresnick, and my man Alex Amig. If you want to help this podcast survive and keep going, you could become a patron today at patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Even $1 a month will help me greatly. I have a website, stevieweebyshow.com. If you feel like picking up a t-shirt, I do have my merch store up there. Just keep in mind that the shipping is a little bit delayed because of the coronavirus. I have all my music at stevieweebybandcamp.com. My Instagram's at Instagram/QUANGOU. We're still editing. We're in post-production for the music video, The Pod in Which We Travel. My man Craig and Finito are working on that. We do have a P.O. box. The show has a P.O. box. I do a vlog where I unbox packages and letters. Send your packages or letters or wherever to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Little Ray's taking a break because I'm working on new music right now, trying to wrap my head around it. Thanks for tuning in.